Shiach, thank you for being here for the next half hour. Praise the name of the Lord. We are a group of people that are Jews and Gentiles, and we've all accepted the Messiah. So now we're all one in Messiah, and we're all the Israel of God. Thank God for that. You know, there's only one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And I just praise the Lord we could be here today. Today is, January the 12th, 2007. Of course, God has his own calendar, which I bring up every week. Most people don't even know about it, but we're in the 10th month of God, the 22nd day. It's called Tevet. And you can always look that up in the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 16, okay? That's 2:16, and we're in the 10th month of God, 22nd day. Praise the Lord. You know, I just praise the Lord for this half-hour broadcast. If during the broadcast you'd like to talk to me, I'm at 256-1360, 256-1360, and if you're around the local vicinity a little bit too far, just add the 615. That's 615-256-1360. Again, we are One in Messiah Congregation. You could look us up on the net. That's oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about today the Word of God, like always, but I want to show you something that's very interesting. But before I get into the topic, I do want to let you know about something interesting that we'll be doing. We have a show on issues of faith on Channel 5 or maybe Channel 50 on cable. And please watch it. It comes out. I'll give you the schedule. The schedule is January 20th. That's Saturday at 5 p.m. We're going to be on Sunday, January 21st, at 5:30 in the morning and 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be on Monday, January 22nd, at 7 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. And believe it or not, we're going to be on Saturday, February the 3rd, at 5 o'clock p.m. at night. And then Sunday at February 4th at 5:30 a.m. and 9 o'clock a.m. And Monday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. We're actually going to be on a show called Issues of Faith, and that's put out by right here News Channel 5, right here in the Nashville vicinity, but it goes all over the state, I'm sure. And check us out on cable, too. This show should maybe, I hope, bring some topics to your mind maybe you haven't considered. Praise the Lord. I'll give the schedule again later. Praise the Lord. Well, this topic today is something that most people in the Christian world don't understand, which we're still trying to figure out how the churches, they say that the Tanakh, which they call the Old Testament, they say that it's done away, it's fulfilled, it's obsolete, it's no longer in use. When the Old Testament, or better known as Tanakh, is still the Word of God and still in effect. Now, you may not know what Tanakh is. Let me explain what that is real quick. Tanakh is an acronym, and the T stands for Torah, which means the law or teachings. The N stands for Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and the K stands for Kutuvim, which is the writings. So you have Tanakh. That's an acronym. And everyone of this, I guess, around the Bible Belt knows it as the Old Testament. You know, I thank you I could be here. I have a little cold, so bear with me. Anyway, the Gospels and letters, they come from the Torah and the prophets, and the writings. If you ever did an honest look, this 23% that was included in the Bibles that we have today, all it is referenced from the Tanakh, in other words, the Old Testament. And you could see this very clearly in the Bible. You know, I want to just read to you just what Jesus said, Yeshua. This is Luke 24:44. These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses. That's the Torah. He says, and the prophets, which is the Nevi'im. And he says the Psalms, which is the Kutuvim, the Tanakh. So Yeshua is actually saying the same thing I just told you. That's Luke 24:44. He said, all these are going to be fulfilled. They must be fulfilled concerning me. And this, of course, includes also his second coming and the end of the world. So don't think that this is over. As a matter of fact, he says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17, he says, think not that I, Yeshua, Jesus, am come to destroy the law and the prophets. Don't think that. Do not think I came to destroy the Torah or the prophets, the Nevi'im. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. That means the word of God is going to be the word of God until this earth is gone and there's a new earth. And it'll probably still be the word of God. And I hope you understand what I'm talking about. I'm coming from the angle where the church people think that the Old Testament, they call it, is done away. It's nailed to the cross. It's fulfilled. We don't need it anymore. And I keep trying to explain that to people that that is the word of God. That is considered scripture. The only reason the Gospels and the letters are considered scripture, the graphe in the Greek, is because they're just referencing the Tanakh as the source. And you can always see the words that agree with what I'm saying. You'll always see these phrases. It's written in the law and the prophets. It is written. It was written. It is said. It was said in the scriptures. And you got to remember, when these people are speaking, they didn't have the Gospels and the letters. Yeshua didn't have that. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think that Jesus, as he's called, and that's nothing wrong with saying that name. That's just the English name of the Hebrew name. We like to go back to the Hebrew roots and the Hebrew understanding. Yeshua, he will save. Yeshua didn't have a Bible like we have. You know, I think people need to reevaluate what the churches are teaching because they just believe the Gospels and letters, and that's how you're supposed to run a church. I've heard some ministers even this week say that the Gospels and letters, that's all you need. You don't need nothing else. Everything else is done away. And I thought, how silly, how foolish, when Yeshua said himself, he actually told the devil that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And when Yeshua said that, there was no Gospels or letters. So what is every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? Yes, it was from Genesis to Malachi. Now, if you're listening, if you want to get on this conversation, remember, I'm at 615-256-1360. 615-256-1360. This is One in Messiah Congregation. Please look us up anytime. That's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. Yes, praise the Lord. And you can talk to me. I'm Malachi. I'm right here at the studio today. So we're trying to get people to understand we live by every word of God. We don't just pick and choose. We don't just decide we like this, we don't like that. This one is, I don't know, you just don't feel like doing it. I don't know. Churches have made up so many things. Actually, so many churches are made up. If anyone would consider for a moment, just think, take Martin Luther. I'm sure the people out here heard of Martin Luther. Yes, he was a Catholic monk. He breaks out of the Catholic Church. He addresses some issues there. He corrects some things, but yet he brings over many of the Catholic traditions, and he basically repackages Catholicism, and he calls it the Protestant Reformation. Basically, all the Protestants are just repackaged Catholics. I mean, they do the same feast days that Pope Gregory likes. They eat the same foods that everybody eats. I mean, they break everything of God's commandments. You know, I was thinking about some of the, like the Sabbath, which comes tonight. Tonight is the Shabbat. And you know, a lot of people go, well, that's Jewish. We don't want to do no Sabbath from Friday night to Saturday night. And then the church has made up this lingo. Jesus is the Sabbath. Every day is the Sabbath. You know, you can pick any day you want. And of course, this is ridiculous. It's just words that have no meaning. They have no, you can't base it on anything. That's what I'm trying to get at. So what I'm coming across with is you need to base everything you say on a verse in the Bible. You can't just take one verse and make a doctrine. You have to make sure it's line upon line, precept upon precept. And you got to make sure the whole Bible complements each other. You can't just have one verse and then the other verse sounds like it's contradicting it. The whole Bible dovetails. You have to understand the scriptures. So I'm always telling people all the time, you know, the Bible says, like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 13, you know, the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. Now, if people don't look that up, they think Paul just made that up. But if you look in the book of Deuteronomy, which is the Torah, there's where it says it. Deuteronomy 19:15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. So, I have like many, many verses, which I'm never going to be able to get to today, but everywhere you see in the Bible, and I want you to start jotting these down. Write down these terms and then look this up in your Bible today. The law and the prophets. Look up the words, it is written. Look up the words, it was written. Look up the words, it is said. Look up the words, it was said. And also look up the words in the scriptures when they quote. I mean, these are just a few terms to show you that everything that's going on in the Gospels and the letters is referenced right back to the Tanakh. Let me see if this is a question or comment for One of Messiah. Is this a question for One of Messiah?
Yes, Shalom, Malachi. This is Sister Z from Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Listen, I'd also like to bring out the fact also that when most of the people read the book of Revelation about the woman who is the harlot, the mother of, you see. So when you hear a mother, you automatically think that she has children. And who are her children but those churches that mimic her, that do the same thing that she does?
That's right.
The harlot is the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church, and all her children participate and follow after her first day, eating swine, doing those things that are contrary to the word of our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
So I'd certainly like to comment once again that you are on Pal Talk every Shabbos Friday evening. So
right.
Don't forget to mention that those who have computers can come on and listen to the services on Sabbath night. And okay. Well, anyway, you have a wonderful day and keep the good work.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless you out there in Florida. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Shalom. Shalom.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Very wonderful. You know, the Sabbath is not a Jewish thing. It was created in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. God blessed the seventh day. Just like the foods, the clean and unclean. A lot of people go, that's Jewish. You know, it's Jewish. No, it's not. Noah is not Jewish. He knew exactly what clean and unclean foods were also, right? There's two issues right there, the Sabbath and clean and unclean foods. They're not Jewish because the people that were doing it before there was an Israel, before there was a Jew. Anyway, people need to start looking up the words. It is written. It was written. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just trying to get people to look into the scriptures and start realizing that the people in the Gospels, people in the letters, the only reason that's called graphe in the Greek, which means scripture, is because they're quoting the scriptures. They're living the Tanakh. I know this is hard for people to understand because the churches say the opposite. The churches think Apostle Paul made up his own gospel, or the apostles made up their own religion. It's ridiculous to even think of it like that. What I'm trying to do is introduce to people the Hebrew Jewish roots of the faith. And that's why we're called one in Messiah, Kahal Echad BeMashiach. We come from more of a Jewish perspective. We want you to understand Jesus was Jewish. Apostles were Jewish. The prophets were Jewish. I mean, hello. Now, I remember, I'm at 256-1360. 256-1360, if you're listening out there. Maybe you never thought of this. Maybe you never considered that you're going to have to join the Israel of God. Maybe you never considered who the new covenant was given to. If you read your Bible, I know everyone's reading Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8. Apostle Paul, he's quoting verbatim Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. And he says, the new covenant was given to the house of Israel. So if you want to be a partaker of the new covenant, you're going to have to join the Israel of God. Does everybody understand that? I mean, Apostle Paul understands it. Read it yourself, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8, and connect it to Jeremiah 31, verse 31. Remember, everything that they said in the letters, I've been tracing it. It's all from the Tanakh. They didn't make up anything. It's nothing made up by themselves, because they know that God says that you're not supposed to add to the word, and you're not supposed to diminish from the word. People that just go make their own churches up, like I was trying to tell you a little earlier, Martin Luther, after that, thousands of churches are created now. I mean, seriously. Since Martin Luther in the 1500s till today, everyone's got a different church. We don't want a new church. We want you to go back to the disciples, back to Yeshua, go back to the Feast of the Lord, not the Feast of the Jews. Read it in Leviticus. It doesn't say these are the Feast of the Jews. It's the Feast of the Lord. And you need to learn what that means to you as a believer in Jesus, Yeshua. Like, why are you not doing the Feast of the Lord? Isn't that a curiosity you should have? Shouldn't you be concerned about things of that nature? Like when I first opened the broadcast, I'm always introducing you that God has his own calendar. I mean, shouldn't you consider that or think that over? Remember, I'm at 256-1360, 256-1360, if you'd like to talk to me. If you're out of the vicinity, it's 615 area code. Anyway, there's so many verses here I'd like to talk to you about. The Law and the Prophets. You can read that anywhere. You know, if you go right from the beginning of the Bible, of course, Moses gets the law from God. Joshua is told in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, he's told to be strong and very courageous, that he may observe to do all, according to all of the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded him. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. I mean, Joshua, Yehoshua in Hebrew. I mean, why would the story be different for Joshua than you or me? And then we hundreds of years later in the book of Malachi, Malachi 4:4 says, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with his statutes and judgments. And I think that's where people get thrown. They say, well, we're not Israel. Well, I just explained to you the new covenant was given to the house of Israel. So if you'd like to be a partaker, you need to join the Israel of God. There's many verses in the book of Amos that testify to this, and the book of Isaiah, that the Gentiles would repent and join the people of God. In the book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul says, you're no longer strangers and foreigners. He's talking to the Ephesians, who were Gentiles. He said, you're no longer strangers and foreigners, but now you're fellow citizens with the saints. And you're of the household of God. You're of the commonwealth of Israel. You know what that means? It means you're a citizen of God. Does everybody hear what I'm saying? In other words, no matter if you're Ezrach, which is the homeborn, or Gerim, the stranger, once you do tshuva, and that means to repent and turn away from your sins, God accepts you. And there's only one body. There's one ecclesia. better known as church. Ecclesia is an assembly of holy people separated. Let's see if this is another question or comment. Is this a comment or question for one of Messiah?
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Carrie.
Oh, hi. Praise the Lord, my wife.
Yeah, I was listening. Yes, talking about the Israel of God, that we all become one. There's no,
that's
there's
right.
No such thing as a million churches. We're all supposed to be one body, the Israel of God.
Amen.
I just wanted to stress that. I hope people understand that you know, we have to be like the apostles. We keep the commandments of God, keep his feast days, and we follow the Messiah through the scriptures.
That's correct. You know, tell me something. It's so hard to get this to church people's minds because they think that Israel is done away, the Old Testament is gone. Do you come across that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what a lot of people say. You know, that's doctrine, but of course, the Old Testament scriptures is all the apostles had. In fact, they had for many, many, many years. And, of course, the New Testament is scripture also. But, you know, God did not throw away his people. All the people of Pentecost were Jewish people that knew the commandments and kept the feast days.
That's correct. Amen.
And if you're a Gentile, you're supposed to join them and no longer be a Gentile.
That's right.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord. It's very good information.
Well, God bless you, my wife, and we'll have a wonderful Sabbath tonight. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless
people
you.
People from all over the world.
Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Bye. Well, I'm so happy that, you know, it seems like every week when I'm here, ladies call up. There must be some men listening. Remember, I'm at 256-1360. Is there any men that want to make a stand for God? Any men that want to come forward and ask a question? Remember, we're One of Messiah Congregation. You can always get on my website. That's oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. You can call me up anytime after the broadcast. That's 615, if you're out of the vicinity, 591-9820. But I'm here right now. 256-1360. I'm right here in the studio. 256-1360. If you have any questions, I just want everyone to understand that the people in the Gospels, the book of Acts, the letters, Revelations, they're all people that were keeping the scriptures, the Tanakh. That's why they're called scripture, because they're quoting the scriptures. And I have a list that I could never get through today, but as the lady from Florida was saying, we'll be on PAL Talk tonight. It's a program you could download for free. That's PAL, P-A-L, Talk, T-A-L-K.com. And we're in the One of Messiah room. We come on at sundown. And look for us. Come in our room. Talk to us. Get a microphone for your computer. And no matter where you are in the world, you could join us. So this is very important. This subject, of course, in a half hour's time, I can't even scratch the surface. Trying to explain to the churches that the Tanakh isn't done away. It isn't obsolete. They better stop believing what Yeshua said. Let's see if this is another question for me. Is this a question or a comment for One of Messiah?
Hey, Brother Malachi, it's Jeff.
Well, praise the Lord, Jeff. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I say, and definitely there's a male here that's definitely going to make a stand, and I've been trying to make a stand. And like you said, it's just a real battle, as Carrie said, to try to get people to realize that 77% of the Bible has not been thrown out.
That's right. Amen.
And like I said, I've noticed something very recently, that a lot of my Protestant friends in their little communications are throwing little bits of what they call the Old Testament out there. But then if you go, let's look five verses up, it says you must keep his law and his commandments. And they just ignore that totally. And it just, you bring it up to them and they get this robotic look on their face like, no, that doesn't apply. And it's just very frustrating. And I always try to take them back to Revelation 21 where it says these gates are going to have the names written on them and it's going to be the 12 tribes of Israel.
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord, and I'm looking forward to a great Shabbat tonight.
Well, thank you for your comment, and God bless you.
God bless you, Malachi.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I've seen that look. It's not only robotic, it's sort of I would call it, they're looked delirious, hypnotized. Anyway, we're trying to make people just see clearly. See clearly the Word of God, not change it, not add to it, not diminish from it. And if you'd like to join us tomorrow at 12 o'clock Central Time, we're right here in Tennessee. We meet at the New Hope Community Church, New Hope Community Church. That's 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. You're invited. Just think, you're invited. You have an invitation tomorrow, 12 o'clock Central Time, 605 Wilson Pike in Brentwood, Tennessee, at the New Hope Community Church, One of Messiah congregation. We meet in there, and we bring food. We study, we sing, we dance. Come and learn your Hebrew Jewish roots. And if you're a Jew that doesn't know what we're talking about, come, we'll read Hebrew with you. I'll show you in the Hebrew Bible the Messiah. And I would love to do that. You know, we are a group of people that we're all one, Echad. I do want to announce our TV show again that's going to be coming on. And if you have a piece of paper, please write this down. We're going to be on a show called Issues of Faith. And this is, of course, put out by News Channel 5, and it might be on also Channel 50 cable, but I'll give you the dates one more time before we run out of time. We're going to be on Sunday, January 20th at 5 p.m. Saturday, January 20th at 5 p.m. Sunday, January 21st. At 5:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. Also Monday, January 22nd at 7 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. That's very nice. And then in February, we're going to be on February 3rd, which is a Saturday at 5 p.m. We're going to be on Sunday, February 4th. At 5:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. in the morning. And then, of course, we'll be on Monday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. So that's at least nine times. It's called Issues of Faith, and I'll be talking about the Messianic faith. So please join me if you can watch TV. And every Sabbath, Saturday, we meet at 12 o'clock Central Time, right at the New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. You're invited. If you have any questions after the broadcast, call me, 591-9820. That's 591-9820. Add the 615 if you need it. As you can see, I didn't even barely get into the study. I haven't hardly read any scriptures. A half hour flies by. We are Jews and Gentiles, and if you'd like to come by, please let us know. Tonight is the Sabbath of the Lord, and the Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments. And we believe in the Ten Commandments here, which should be a simple thing for every church member. You should be saying that you believe in the Ten Commandments, and you keep the Ten Commandments. Except for the Catholic Church admits that they erased the Fourth Commandment, which is the Sabbath. And they got everyone doing what they want to do. And they said that the Protestants would follow them. Shouldn't that make you a little concerned? We are one of Messiah congregation. Kahal Chai B'Mashiach. We come from a Hebrew perspective of the scriptures. I'm always wondering why men don't call. I'm happy one man in our congregation called. There must be men out there listening. You got to make a stand for God. Don't change the Word of God. Don't add to the Word of God. Question your Protestant religion. Ask them, when was it created? By who was it created? Where was it created? You know, all these churches were created after the 1500s. Yeshua didn't go to the Church of Christ. There was no such thing. He went to the synagogue. The disciples went to the synagogue. You could read the book of Acts. They all went to the synagogue on the Sabbath and read the law and the prophets. Read that in the book of Acts. We all want a Messiah congregation. I praise the Lord for this half hour. It just sort of slips by. You know, call me anytime. Get on our website, oneinmessiah.net. Oneinmessiah.net. I'm at 615 591-9820 after the broadcast. You know, this has been a fast half hour. God bless you. Keep the whole word of God. And I praise and thank the Lord for our salvation through the blood of Jesus, Yeshua. Amen. God bless you.
You're listening to 1360 WNAH Nashville.